So the community of Cache Valley is recovering after the traumatic news of the death of Lizzie Shelley. Esther Lee, you are executive director for The Family Place. Could you talk a little bit about what's happening in the community right now?
Well, the word that you just used to describe this segment is perfect. It's recovery. I think after the tragedy is over and the funeral has ended, it's kind of a time when feelings settle in and people start processing more. So I have seen and even experienced myself a very large range of emotions, from horror and anger to reflecting and feeling joy in the lessons learned and feeling so honored to be a part of such an amazing community that came together from all walks of life to honor a child. So I see recovery, I see people processing, I see people building resilience, a lot of reflection, wondering, and filled with awe over the point that we all matter, we all count. I look at thousands and tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who have offered prayers and well wishes and support for someone they didn't know, but someone who they now know. So I think it's critical that everybody realizes that you matter and you count. And my hope is that we will all continue to come together to support one another, regardless of what size our difficulty or experience that we are currently having.
So Vonda, you work in social work, and what would you say to community members, adults, and children who are going through a hard time right now?
So first, I would say, we're going to get through this. This is a huge tragedy in our community, and we're a resilient community already. We have so many strengths. We've seen that, as Esther Lee said, so much beauty in sharing, people who've been reaching out. And for people who are going through a hard time, you know, when things get tough, maybe one thing you can do is just take a second, take a deep breath, breathe, go on a nice walk, go do something that you find to be helpful for you to feel better. And you know what that does is it can just help you relax your brain, get out of that stressful situation, and make your thinking more effective. And I can understand why you're having a hard time. It's an unnatural situation. It doesn't make sense. A lot of us are having a hard time trying to make it make sense because it doesn't make sense. And we're going to get through it.
So a thing that I've heard around the community are conversations that need to happen, but that are really difficult. So how would you suggest adults to talk to children about what has happened?
That's a really great question. We've had a number of people reaching out, asking, saying, you know, I don't know what to do. My child is asking questions and I don't know what to say. You know, first of all, I would say kids need extra reassurance right now. So hug them, let them know how much you love them. Watch their behavior, watch for signs that something is different in your child. That's one way to know over the course of time that they might be struggling. Ask them how they're doing. Ask what's happening, what they're thinking about. Whatever they bring up, take time to talk about it, because what kids are thinking about is really important. And lots of times, if we don't talk about something, kids begin to think that it's not okay to talk about, and we want to have open communication here. And so ask your kids what they're thinking about. Listen to what they have to say, validate their experiences, and then begin to brainstorm together about ways to get past it. When things like this happen, a lot of time what happens is kids begin to worry about their safety. And our job as adults is to reassure kids that they are safe. We're here to keep them safe, and we're protecting them. We love them, not only us, but we also have great neighbors, friends, and our amazing emergency personnel, our fire, police, and ambulance personnel who are here to help keep our community safe. So reassure kids that they're safe, and One other thing that I would suggest is making sure that kids have predictable routines so that they know what to expect. When kids know what to expect and what's going to be happening next, they feel this real sense of safety because they have a sense of control over their environment. Kids are probably going to be having questions about what's happened. If they bring up just the topic of Lizzie or say, you know, I'm afraid, get more information. Say, you know, what are you afraid about? Tell me what's happening for you. And then you want to respond based on that, what they say to you, because you don't want to give them something that they're not even thinking about. You want to just base it on what they are thinking about. And finally, take time to be with your kids. Go have fun. Go do something that you enjoy together. Using our big muscles is a great way to get out energy and feel a little bit better. You might listen to music, go to a park, blow bubbles, play with Play-Doh. You know, whatever it is that makes you happy or that you enjoy doing together. Because we're not made to dwell on stressful events.
And Esther Lee and Vonda, to whoever wants to answer this, but how can we as a community come out resilient after this tragedy?
I had the opportunity to participate in the candlelight vigil for Lizzie. And what was really interesting is all the speakers did not communicate what we were going to talk about beforehand. But the overwhelming message from the family and what we feel as professionals is there's two keys. It's treating people with love and treating people with kindness, because kindness builds connections, and connections are what help people get through tragic experiences or even experiences that may not be as tragic but are stressful. So I think sometimes it's easy to look at people and immediately judge them. You know, why are they acting like that? Why do they look like that? But really, in my opinion, we're all on the same playing field. We are all in this together. And every single person makes up our community. And if we want our community to be strong, then we need to treat people with respect and give them the benefit of the doubt. And one of the main areas of education that we've really been working on, instead of looking at a person and saying, "What is wrong with you?" we take a step back and we say, "You know, what happened? Help me to understand." We just never, ever know what the person in front of us has gone through. And we all make changes and do better through love and caring and kindness instead of harsh judgment.
Thank you, Vonda Jump, Assistant Professor of Social Work at USU, and Esther Lee from The Family Place.